Number 89 from December of 2013, Pilgrimages. Recently, Deborah and I made a pilgrimage to the Holy Land of Lutheranism, Minnesota and Wisconsin. My main purpose was to fulfill my continuing education needs by going to the Northern Wisconsin Synod Resource Center and looking through the new materials to get independent study materials. It just so happens that my old college roommate and my best friend, Reverend Gregory Kaufman, is in charge of distance learning for the ELCA and the Resource Center, so that works out pretty well. I was able to kill three birds with one stone, actually. I saw my old friends, got my education materials, and visited family in Minnesota and Illinois. This trip got me to thinking about trips and pilgrimages in general. One of the greatest things about going on a trip is just to get away for a while from what you normally do and be refreshed by new sights and new experiences. My father was one of the few livestock farmers that I know who used to actually take vacations. He claimed that after a vacation, he could get more work done more efficiently in 1 week than he could in 2 weeks if he had just kept on grubbing. He said he always had a new perspective on what he did and renewed energy after being away for a while. The other great thing about going away for a while is that you get to come home. There is a great feeling to haul your suitcases into the house, put things away, and then sit in your comfortable chair and feel the contentment that you are where you should be. Trips and pilgrimages are very important in the scriptures as well. The children of Israel had to go to Egypt to get food and wound up getting stuck there. Then Moses had to lead them out on a 40-year trip in the desert to build their dependence on God before the trip into the Promised Land. Mary and Joseph had to make a trip to Bethlehem for taxation purposes and had a baby while there. Then they had to escape to Egypt for a while and then make the trip back to Israel. They made a pilgrimage to Jerusalem when Jesus was 12 years old and lost him for a little bit. I'll bet they told stories about that to the relatives for quite a while. Not all trips are wonderful, however. The children of Israel made several trips into exile with the Babylonians, Assyrians, and Syrians, and they didn't really want to go on those trips. But the trips were still beneficial because the children of Israel were confronted with their faithlessness and greed and were called to repentance. When they repented, they were allowed to go back home. There are also people making pilgrimages to the hospital where I work as a chaplain. People are sick or injured and are transported to the hospital for a varying length of time. It is a very different experience to be on a hospital kind of pilgrimage. They are often places of hopelessness, helplessness, fear, and frustration as people deal with their health realities. But folks often do get something very important from a trip to the hospital. People are reminded that health is a great gift from God and should never be taken for granted. They are reacquainted with the reality that none of us have tomorrow. Today is the only day we have, and we should make good use of it. They are impressed with the fact that there are family members and friends who are there to be with them and support them in time of need. They are reminded that life is short, and maybe we should get prepared for what comes next. They are filled with joy at being able to go home and be with the people they love and do the things that they like to do. But not everybody gets to go home to their house. Some just go home to the Lord. For these patients, a trip to the hospital is a chance to be ready for a trip to the beyond. For those of us with faith, this last trip is one of real excitement because it is when we will be truly home. It is the last and the greatest pilgrimage.